You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
This DIY feature is proudly sponsored by Paintsmiths Long Beach. Service and knowledge with...
I visit Paintsmiths for all things paint and revamp.
I visit Paintsmiths for trade and paint contractor advice.
And we are here for each individual or business in the valley. Service and knowledge with pleasure. Paintsmiths Long Beach. Bulolo Drive, Sunnydale.
It's 10:30 and time for the DIY feature with our sponsor, Mark Jabert from Paintsmith Long Beach. Mark will be chatting with our guest, Leo Geldenis. Good morning, Leo. Welcome to Zone Radio, the voice of the valley. And good morning, Mark. Welcome back.
It's nice to be here. Morning. Lot of fun.
Thank you. Did you hear my mumble and fumble there? You decided to get that Long Beach Paintsmith Long Beach.
I just hope no one else heard it.
No, I didn't mention anything else. I did say.
When I spoke.
I hope not either.
Was the knoppy out?
Yes, but it was actually on. As soon as you came closer to the mic, I switched it off.
Okay, good. The emergency button.
Yes, there we go.
Awesome. Leo, thanks for coming.
Morning, Mark. Thank you very much.
Just to let the listeners know, we have reps that call on us on a very regular basis. And a lot of reps just pop in, have a look at your shelves, sign their little diary that they've seen you, and they're there for 5 minutes and they're out. Leo is not like that. Unfortunately, Leo takes up an hour and a half of my day every time he does come around, but it's a very valuable visit that he does. And I think just for the listeners to understand, in a little shop like ours, we've got over 4,000 products. It's very, very difficult for any retailer to know the 4,000 products, what they do, how they do it. But by talking to people like Leo, especially on a day like today, he's got an awesome product that we're going to be discussing. It's a learning curve for me as well.
Is this a new project on the market?
Well, we're going to let Leo discuss that. it's a difficult one. It's a new product, but an old product. Leo works for a company called Rubber Coatings. We're going to speak about mainly roofs. I know that you discussed it last week. Jean discussed it. But I had a lot of calls from my customers. Winter's coming, and they need to do things now. We've been fairly busy with Leo over the last couple of the last week or two with clients that that require his services and his product services. And I think it's great. Do it now before the rain. Once the rain comes, it's too late. Leo, I can waffle. Let's get on to you. Who are you? And what do you do?
Mark, yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So we are a waterproofing company. We've been around for the last 13 years. We manufacture a big brand in the waterproofing industry. We do famous brands as well. For the last 13 years, we've been manufacturing for Ecorubber as well. And
you are, in fact, the manufacturer. Yes. Of the Ecorubber product.
Yeah, we're the manufacturer of the original Ecorubber. For the last 13 years, we also still currently manufacture for the 52 Ecorubber applicators out in the industry in different areas that physically does their applications. But from our point of view, we're focusing more on the retail sector where we actually supply only direct to retail, but we do the things a little bit different to other suppliers. So we take your client's hand. So by saying that, we actually start doing site visits. Where if a client doesn't really understand what the product is, we go out, we assess the problem, and then we give our recommendation through to the client, and then obviously through to your retail store.
I must just add that, Leo, you are the only supplier that does site visits before the product is applied. 9 times out of 10, the site visits are after the client has applied the product, and there's a problem. Leo goes out to the listeners, he goes and has a look at the site. What impressed me 2 weeks ago is you went to two sites that we had. You went one step further. 10 minutes after your visit, you sent me drone footage. So, in fact, on the roof, Leo goes, not only does he climb onto the roof, leaving the homeowner at the bottom, he's not going to climb on the roof, take drone footage, and that footage you can share with the customer to show him what the condition of the roof is, where his problems are, etc. I just want to go one step back quickly. Leo, sorry, I'm interrupting you. You're not eco-rubber. You are rubber coatings.
That's correct, yes, Mark. So we are called rubber coating manufacturers. We've been around for the last 13 years. Our factory is in PE. Look, the difference between us and a lot of other suppliers is when we get to a roof, we don't believe in putting a plaster on a wound. So that's why we actually physically get onto the roof with either the contractor or if the owner doesn't want to. We also go and look where the problems are, and then we'll give through our suggestions. If there's a structural problem, we'll say, look, first fix the structural problem before you actually put
anything. And you'll tell him where the structural problem is?
From a point of view where we can see it, we will tell him where it is.
You're not going to climb in ceilings.
Look, I normally do intend to climb into the ceiling, because from inside the ceiling, you have got a clear view of actually where the light comes through, where you can see where there is actually where water can penetrate through into the roof. And you can also look at the structural beams on the roof and your battens and stuff, if it's actually containing water, if it's, and you can see where the damages are from the inside, where there's water leaks onto the ceiling and stuff like that. So that is where we normally would start, is to get into the ceiling first and have a look there. Because it's easier if you're in the ceiling and you put flags through where you can see the hole. So when you're on top of the roof, you can actually see where your flags are.
I'm going to ask a silly question. Is it often that you see this kind of thing in a ceiling when it comes to damages to roof coatings?
It is, I would say, about 50% of the time that you'll actually get it. But you can have a clear indication when you stand outside and you look at the roof and you can see the indentation in the roof, where you can realize there's already something wrong. So our recommendation will then be for the client to get out a contractor first and have a look at that to sort that problem out before we put anything else on top of that roof.
Nothing is going to solve a structural problem that you have in a roof.
100% right.
Rubber coating's not going to do anything. A torch on's not going to do anything. As you say, you're putting a plaster over a wound where, in fact, that wound needed stitches.
Yes.
Get the stitches done first and then put your product on.
100%.
Okay, morally, that's awesome, because I think Leo can sell the product. And when there is a failure, say, structural is not my issue. But you approach it in a different manner.
Yes. At the end of the day, we want to look after your client. And at the end of the day, if there's a problem, it's going to come back to you. And you sold us this product, but it's not working. So that's why we prefer to be out on site. And that is obviously also, we don't charge for that fee. We come out as our own, on our own cost, to ensure that your client is looked after.
Many clients that you've gone, or many of my clients that you've gone to go and visit, they've been ecstatic about, number one, the service they've received and the advice that they've received. And I think what you mentioned, there's no cost to the customer at all.
100%.
It's a freebie. Get Leo out, come and have a look at your roof, but buy his product. He's not going to do it because he's a nice guy, and he probably will do it. It's going to have a look at your rubber coatings. A lot of people are starting to have a look at it now. They're starting to come and ask questions within the store. They have a problem. They've identified they have a problem. They have leaks, and they've now decided, you've been out, you've had a look, you forwarded on the drone footage, you've told them exactly where their problems are, you've also told them how to fix it, how to repair those problems before they put it on. It's going to have a look at the proper preparation, and now we're speaking specifically about rubber coatings. What is the preparation the customer needs to do to his roof before he even considers putting a first coat on?
Now look, there's different types of roofs that you get. If you start looking, for example, at your tiled roof, first of all, that roof will need to be high pressure cleaned. 150 bar pressure machine will be enough for you. So you'll first wash it with a fungi wash, if there's any fungi onto it. So you'll wash it off then. And then we also recommend that you use a bonding agency on it first. The reason for the bonding agency is, if you only apply the rubber on it, it's going to actually absorb into the product, and you're going to use a lot more product than what you're supposed to. So then cost efficiently, you're going to spend a lot of money.
And your bonding liquid's relatively cheap.
Yes, a bonding liquid is relatively cheap in the retail stores, and a 5 liter covers up to 150 squares.
And that's a lot. It's almost like applying water.
Yes, 100%. And then you'll do your first coat of rubber. It's a two-part system. So you're looking at a two-coat system. For two coats, you're looking at about 1.25 squares out of a liter. And we sell them in a liter, we sell them in a 5 liter, and we sell them in a 20 liter. But also, when you start looking at a roof, you always start looking at your ridges first. Make sure where your ridges are, where there's concrete missing. First, fill in the concrete again. And then we use a membrane over all the joints. And then from there, we start working all the way down.
But you'd be in a position to tell the customer exactly what he's got to do and where.
Yes.
You're going to tell him where membrane is required.
Yes, yeah. So that's the reason for the footage of the drone footage. It's just people like to visualize things. And if they can't visualize, they don't understand what we're talking about. So that's why we like to use drone footage, where we can show them exactly on the drone footage, there's a problem here, and this is how we address that problem first and going forward. So we are involved from day one, from doing the first in-site inspection. While the guys are prepping the roof, we are there. When they start doing the coating, and on the final, when they finish completing the coating, we are also there. Though all those footage then gets given to the client, and it will come to the retail store owner or the manager. We will give it to them so that they all got it on a history. And on rubber, we recommend that every 5 years you do a maintenance coat. And a maintenance coat isn't necessarily for rubber again. It can be any PVA coating. We also sell a product called all-purpose coating that we recommend that you use as a top coat over it. That is just to stabilize the UV on it, because UV burns at about 125 microns a year.
It's going to be eroded.
Yeah, it's going to get eroded. So our finished product is about 900 micron on the roof. So that's where it comes out to the 5 years, where you just need to do a maintenance coat on it. But you can always, instead of just doing the whole roof encapsulation with rubber, you can do your ridges where you want to do your membrane work with rubber, and then you can just use the coatings just to coat your whole entire roof, and the colors match to the T exactly the same.
I want to go back to the preparation of your roof. We've high pressure hosed it. We've used fungicides.
Yes.
So our roof is now clean, especially in the area we live in. Salt is poison to any product,
yes.
Whether it's a rubber product, whether it's a torch on, whether it's an acrylic paint, salt in this area is absolute poison for paint. So without a high pressure wash, don't even consider putting any roof coat on any product.
Yeah, exactly, Mark. It's the problem is with the salt, you never get the product to bind 110% to your substrate, and that's where a lot of people make the mistake. They think rubber is a magic product; it can fix anything. You have to follow the processes. We offer a 15-year warranty on our product, so it's important that the process needs to be followed. That's why we try and always be involved. Unfortunately, we can't be with everybody at once. But if you start looking now, for example, at a roof sheet. Your metal roof sheets. If there's some bit of rust, obviously we first need to clean that roof with a galvanized wash, just to get all the oil and stuff off. If it's a new roof that you're putting on, then you'll have to use edge primer onto it first.
It's going to get rid of the oils.
Yes, just to get rid of the oils, and then it also creates a binding for the rubber or for any other paint. It just creates a binding purpose for it. If you start looking at a roof that's been painted, a metal roof has been painted, then you'll start using epoxy primer. But also, we need to start looking at where there's rust. So we'll start looking at rust first. If it is a 10-cent coin, that is still fixable for us. We've got to either put membrane on there, but what we normally do there is we would use a waterproofing tape, which is a polymer tape, which allows for flexibility. And
that differs from any bitumen tape.
Yes.
Bitumen tape doesn't stretch.
Yes. Bitumen tape doesn't allow for flexibility, where the polymer tape allows for flexibility. As your roof in the heat flexes, it stretches out and shrinks back when it gets colder. That tape allows for flexibility, and that's the only tape that is fully paintable with our products. You can either paint our rubber over it, or you can paint our all-purpose paint over it.
Do you need to put a primer over the top of it?
No primer.
So your roof coating goes straight on top of that. Yes. that tape?
Yes, it goes straight over it. And especially we've actually started bringing this tape in because of a lot of guys have problems with chimneys. So, and with membrane, everybody seems to go with a lap and pluck by your chimneys. And that should actually be redone every six months. And when I say redone is the membrane has to be ripped off completely and redone.
And in fact, it's a lot of work.
Yes, it's a lot of work. And normally behind your chimney, there's no runoff for water. So the water always lies there and the sun burns. Now, if you've got water lying 2 mil thick, it actually forms a magnifying glass and it burns through that water. And through the membrane. So that's why we recommend that you use a tape. So the tape comes in a 50 mil, a 100 mil, and a 150 mil in width. So you'll clean the surface off there, and then you start sticking. And you don't need a heat gun or blowtorch to heat it up. As long as that surface is clean, wipe the surface down and stick the tape on, and you'll see you can actually form the tape because it's flexible.
In fact, I want to go back a little bit. You gave me a couple of weeks back, you gave me a roll of this tape, which was lying in the office, and one of my clients came in, and he's had a continuous leak in his briar room every time it rains. He's had roofing contractors come out to try and repair it. Nothing has worked. I gave him the roll of tape you gave me. He put it on. The last rains, he came back to me. He said, "Mark, you're not going to believe it. The first time in 5 years, I haven't leaked through my chimney in my briar room." So it does work.
Yeah,
it's probably one of the more flexible tapes that I've ever seen.
Yeah, you see, what we normally do is all our products get tested for 5 years out in the climate, and we test it out in Africa. We use Namibia as our testing ground, so everything gets tested there for 5 years before we bring it into retail. Because we'd rather pay school fees out there when we test it than to actually pay school fees on one of your clients' roofs.
100%, and that's where the problems start.
Yeah. So we've done extensive testing. We keep batch codes. Everything gets brushed out as soon as a batch gets manufactured. The brush out codes gets put away, and so for in case there's a problem, we always can go back to the batching codes. And so far, we've been very blessed, but not having any comebacks.
Any comebacks?
But I think it's got to do with the prep work. It comes down to prep work.
I think it's the prep work, and number two, the fact that you're going out to site, you're showing the customer where the problem is. Unfortunately, 9 times out of 10, the customer's not doing it himself. He's got a contractor. Which is normally his painter as well.
Yes.
And they're two very, very different people.
Yeah.
And I think with you going out, you're discussing it with the homeowner and you're discussing it with the contractor, what the requirements are, how he's got to do it.
Yeah, look, that's exactly what it is. So we actually offer two different types of advices when it comes to those things. So all our products gets only purchased through a retail store. So what we normally do is if the client wants to use his own guys, we are there to train the guys up so that he knows exactly how to use the product. That's option number one for the client. Option two is we will put him in touch with one of our approved applicators, which will then just charge for labor to apply it.
And the product is purchased through the retail store?
The product is purchased through the retail store, and all our applicators are happy to do it that way because at the end of the day, it's just to get the brand out there and to show loyalty towards our retail clients.
Okay, awesome. And it's working. You guys are growing in absolute leaps and bounds. In the past, contractors came in and asked for a specific product. That mindset has changed. They're now coming in and they're asking for your product.
Yeah.
And I think it's as a result of word of mouth. And that's awesome. That's your best advertising you can get.
Yeah.
I just want to recap on that one. Get you guys out. Come and have a look. Get drone footage, explain to the customer where the problems are. You will then tell the customer what needs to be repaired, what needs to be fixed. High pressure hose, fungi wash, clean your roof properly. What I must mention here is it doesn't help fungi washing and high pressure hosing this weekend and deciding I'll put the product on next weekend. Too late.
Yeah.
You've got salt, you've got all sorts of things on your roof already. So high pressure hose, wait for your roof to dry and then do it.
Yeah. Look, what we normally tell the clients as well is that our product can, when there's a moisture factor on your roof, we don't apply the product over, especially when you get now looking at your concrete slabs, anything above 15% moisture, it is going to make a bubble.
I just want to go quickly interrupt you because I'm going to forget. You gave me an interesting tip years and years ago. Packaging tape.
Yes.
Tell our listeners about packaging tape.
So what we figured out is when you look at a concrete slab and there is a hairline crack on a concrete slab. So what we do is we clean that surface away, that is no dust or anything lying around it. Then we take normal packaging tape and we actually stick it over the crack. Because so the packaging tape for some odd reason keeps it there, and then we'll put a coat of rubber down and we'll put membrane over it, and then another coat of rubber over that again. So that just avoids the crack from running further and actually opening up. Because as soon as this crack starts opening up, then you've got big problems, because then you create a water line to run.
Yep.
And also it also acts as a barrier for us, as a protection point of view.
You also mentioned in the same breath to check for moisture.
Yes.
Using packaging tape. If you pull, yes, like, correct me if I'm wrong, you put the packaging tape on, you leave it on for an hour or two, and you pull the packaging tape off,
yes,
and it comes off without the sound, you've got moisture in your walls.
Yes.
100%. If it comes off with a sound, it's stuck. There's no moisture in that,
yes,
wall.
Yes, 100%. And then also, we
something so silly, but it works.
we also do a rip test on a roof. So if we get to a zinc roof where it's been painted, we actually take duct tape and we stick it down and we leave it on there for about 10 minutes and then we rip it off. If it doesn't peel the paint off, then we know the paint on there is perfectly fine. If the paint comes off, then we know we need to properly clean this roof again. It hasn't gotten rid of all the flakes that's lying on the roof.
And it's a very simple, inexpensive way of testing whether your substrate is suitable to paint on.
Yes, 110%. And just to come back to Mark, when we start looking at roofs and we've done the physical inspection, the reason why we also keep the drone footage and the footage of the roof afterwards is it's 9 out of 10 times people will have work done on their roof. They'll add solar panels and all of those things. And then they'll phone us, no, but the product is now leaking. But nobody's notified. So I normally intend to tell the clients, after your roof has been done, whenever you want to have something done on the roof, rather phone us that we can come out with a contractor that's going to either put on a geyser there for you on the roof or solar panels, so that we can ensure that we actually do the waterproofing on their brackets again. Because we also do a lot of work for solar panel guys where they
put... You've just made holes in your roof. You've exactly waterproofed it a year ago. You've made holes in your roof to fit your solar panels on. Now your roof's leaking.
Yes.
Not the product.
That's exactly what it is. So that's why we intend to keep that relationship going with the clients and with us as with you as a retailer. Because at the end of the day, we just want the best for your client out there. Because if your client is happy, you're happy, I'm happy at the end of the day.
Okay. I want to move on. We've had a look at that, and customers are more than welcome to give me a tinkle.
Yeah.
We can give them advice. I can point them in your direction, which we've done a fair amount of times over the last couple of weeks. So Sarah's going to be winking at me very, very soon. We're running out of time. We've got to do an hour soon.
Yes.
We got 5
You've
minutes
got 5
left,
minutes,
according
yes
to the clock. There's another awesome product that you guys have got. It's also a new product. We're going to be stocking it. Just chatting on it, I've learned a lot about the product in our discussions. And it's your all-purpose roof coating. But it's not specifically a roof coating.
Yes.
It's designed for roofs.
Yeah.
But it has a couple of really interesting applications that I'm interested in as a retailer. Men in their garages. I know a lot of men with their cars, and their cars have got to sleep on a nice floor. A concrete floor is not enough.
No, <it's> not.
And there's various products out there that you can put on and are designed for it. They are used in showrooms, etc. But this all-purpose roof coating has got a gloss on it, a slight gloss on it.
Yes.
But you can utilize it on a garage floor as is. So in other words, new concrete, let it dry out properly, and you can apply this roof coating directly to the concrete.
Yeah. So what we normally say, when it gets to a garage floor, we say, clean that garage floor properly. So take some water and a mop, clean it out, and then take a blower just to make sure all the dust is away. Your first coat actually penetrates into your concrete, and you leave it for about 5 hours. Then you put your second coat on. But I normally recommend when you put it on, you put one coat vertical and one coat horizontal, so it actually binds 110% to the substrate. And then you leave it for another 5 hours. Then you can park your car, hot tires, everything.
And the hot tire's not going to lift it.
It's not going to lift it. And the nice thing about this product was actually designed for roofs. And then we realized, hey, wait. This product is actually an environmental friendly. It's got the food grade certificate. So we started testing it out.
Very important for my vehicle to stand on. It's exactly. Got to be food grade.
Exactly. So then we started using it in food factories where they work with food and all of those things. And we've had a client that had a problem with in an egg factory where they keep on dropping eggs, and actually it eats through the paint into the concrete. So we did a test where we actually painted a square and we dropped 2 eggs on it and we left it for a day and a half. Then we came and we cleaned the egg off, and the egg white didn't actually penetrate through the paint.
Your egg white normally eats through that paint.
Yes, 100%. And then we checked it and we were like, okay, well, it works. So we've done quite a bit of food factories and supplied certificates for those guys that it is a food graded, environmental friendly paint. And so far it's been doing phenomenally well, but you can also use it as a wall paint for interior, exterior.
Is it a hard product?
It's a hard product, so it also allows. It's also got a bit of flexibility into it.
Could I? I'm thinking off the top of my head here, Leo. Can I use that? We've got areas where people are very imaginative. Instead of in the kitchen having tiled floors, there's a lot of homes that we've supplied product to where it's a solid concrete floor, and they want color in that concrete. Could the homeowner use that product on his kitchen floor?
Yes, he would. But once again, it must just make sure that the floor is clean and do a two-coat system on it. We also use it on driveways where there's concrete driveways or concrete paving driveways.
Paint it straight on.
Just paint it straight on. You can even use it on your 6x600 concrete blocks that you use for walking. You can even use it in there. You can use it around your pool if you want to paint your pool area around it. So you can use it there as well.
Can I put silica in it? Because now we're looking at a pool surround that is slippery. Silica sand in it. Mix it up thoroughly.
Yes.
And paint it around your swimming pool surrounds.
100%. Wow. You can use it in there as well.
I think what's important, Yelia, just to interrupt you, it's designed for a roof, so it's designed for UV. It's designed for heat. Obviously, it's not designed for heavy traffic. People don't walk around the swimming pool with gum boots on or shoes on, etc. They're normally bare feet. So you haven't got a problem with it around the pool surround?
No.
A little bit of silica in it for non-slip, yes. And you're good to go.
Yeah. The only thing that you have to be cautious about is we all know everybody's hand is a bit different when it comes to your pool acid and to your chlorine. I'm not 100% sure what the effect will be. But I've had guys that's done it, and there was no effect. So, yes.
But if you're going to be dropping chlorine on your pool, if you're still using granules, wash it off.
Yes, exactly.
Wash it off immediately, and you shouldn't have a problem at all.
100%.
Okay, that's just two products we've discussed. My list is long.
Yes. Yeah. We'd have to get Leo back.
We're going to have to get him back.
Leo, we'll get you back.
He's got awesome products, and I urge our listeners to get in contact with us, with their roofs, and with this all-purpose roof coating now,
definitely.
It's a game changer for driveways, for brick paving.
Oh, for sure.
Again, I'm going to ask him for some samples
yes.
For my concrete pavers that I walk on.
So, Mark, before we say goodbye, let's hear that sound effect again. And another one. And another one. There we go. So thank you, Mark and Leo, for coming in, sharing your expertise, knowledge with us. Leo, you want to share your contact number with us?
I think the best is to get hold of Mark.
Yep, get hold of me.
Get hold of me, and we take it from
that's
there.
That's right, because you work through retailers.
Yes, ma'am.
That's it. Perfect.
You'll be inundated, and you won't be able to get out to the client sites.
There we go. And Mark, everyone knows where you are, but just in case they don't know.
We're at the Shell Garage.
There we go.
KFC, yes. VDE. Come and chat to us. Grab yourself a Vita cup of coffee. Go buy loaf of bread at the local spa, and KFC's around the corner.
We've just got Hayden from the UK asking, can you get that internationally? Is it only South Africa?
We do supply out to African countries. We haven't gone overseas because obviously we'll have to first test the product and reformulate the product for the different climates in that side of the world.
So you're still busy with that?
Yes,
thank
but
you,
it's
Hayden.
It's not impossible. We can always send him product to test. That's not a problem.
And you can always come to us, and then we'll go through Paintsmith.
Yes.
Right. Thank you both for coming in and sharing that knowledge.
Always a pleasure. I learned all the time.
It was very interesting. Thank you.
Ciao, ciao.
Thanks,
Bye-bye.
That DIY feature was brought to you by Paintsmith Long Beach. Service and knowledge. With pleasure. I visit Paintsmith for all things paint and revamp.
I visit Paintsmiths for trade and paint contractor advice.
And we are here for each individual or business in the valley. Service and knowledge. With pleasure. Paintsmiths Long Beach. Bulalo Drive. Sunnydale.